This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Brown here on the Common Sense Show with you with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray, my cohorts, my sidekicks. And guys, do we have a jam-packed show today. Hope you're joining us. We'll stay with us wherever you happen to be. Ronna and in thinking through, and Ron and Leo both, I want to thank you. I want to talk about a little good news, because we've got a lot of not bad news and concerning news to talk about during the show today. But it was an interesting week. It started off so good. Mardi Gras. Did you all enjoy Mardi Gras? And I want to tell our listeners, especially you folks up in Fairbanks, Alaska, where it's probably minus 10 here, the biggest time of the year, really down this way, is not Christmas in terms of social events, but it's the Mardi Gras season, where we have I would say 100 parades in the greater New Orleans area in the 3 or 4 week period of time. Celebrations all leading up to the Lenten season, up to what we call Fat Tuesday, the last day before Lent begins. And all of us in some way celebrate with our young kids in big, grandiose parades. I went to a parade called Endymion, and at the Superdome, when the parade came in, there were 30,000 people. 30,000 of your closest friends were down there, Ronna. Rod Stewart performed. I stayed till about 3 o'clock in the morning with my bride. But huge. Then on Mardi Gras Day, in my case, I went to a little town called New Roads, Louisiana. Up in New Roads, a little neighborhood parade. Very small. Took my grandnieces and nephews, my grandson. They had a marvelous time. So we all celebrate in different ways, don't we?
We do. We have parades everywhere here in Louisiana. And, of course, the Mardi Gras season kicks off another important season in Louisiana, and that's crawfish season.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Other people follow maybe baseball season. That kicks off, too, but crawfish season. But the parades are wonderful. The night parades, some of them still have the flambeau that from the historical parades walk, and the lights on the floats.
Flambeau being, of course, people with torches.
In a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way, right.
They carry a torch. And the balls, don't forget the hundreds of balls. You know, I've worn out at least 4 tuxedo sets trying to go to balls. And you know what?
You're a real socialite, Leo. Yeah. I can understand.
And you too. And the thing is I'm to the point now to where I've been there, done that.
Me too. Yeah.
So,
well, I went to this one because my wife's a big Rod Stewart fan. And you older folks have grown up with so many of the Rod Stewart songs. He's been knighted by the Queen. And so, in any event, they paid him $1 million to perform for an hour and 3 minutes. I watched my watch. An hour and 3 minutes. $1 million is what the
And that's more than we
bowl.
Make.
That's right. Yeah, that's rivaling us here on the Genesis Communications Network. But I'll say this. It was probably as good a Las Vegas-type show as you'd want to see. If you, instead of Rod Stewart, if you put some other just normal singer, you'd have loved the show because there was dancers and fiddle players and harp players and smoke and movie film all over. So you really felt the Las Vegas experience, I guess, is the point I'm making. So
$1 million for an hour?
What? An hour and 3 minutes. Now, let's get him.
Okay,
it worked out
minutes.
For 3 minutes.
It did work out for three.
Yeah, $1 million.
He probably got overtime for that.
That's right. That's right. So, any event, we want to share that with you. Then, of course, we started the Lenten season. This part of the country is heavily Catholic. If you're Catholic, you go to Mass on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, and it's interesting around here. And Leo and Ron are both. None of us are Catholic. I'm kind of a. I'm an interested potential Catholic convert, although I doubt I ever will. But I go to the Catholic Church a whole lot. But it's interesting around our city, around New Orleans, and throughout a good bit of the South, you see people with a cross on their head. It's the ashes. And how that comes about in most Catholic churches is they take Palm Sunday a year before. The church often has palms in the church. then after the palms are picked up, they grind those palms down to ash and keep them for a year, and that's the ash they use to put on your forehead in the following year. So, in any event, interesting time of year as far as Catholics. I know Catholic came on Wednesday, which is Valentine's Day.
Right. Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day.
And so a number of people went to the various bishops and archbishops and said, you know, it's Valentine's. Can't we get a dispensation? Because you're not supposed to eat meat on Ash Wednesday and on the Fridays during Lent. And we want a dispensation.
But you can't eat chocolate. You can eat chocolate.
Well, you can't eat chocolate. But a lot of people give up something during Lent. Now, the point is, they all go to the archbishop and says, look, it's Valentine's. You got to let us eat a good steak with our bride. Archbishop says, no way, man. No. And it's really a real burden down here. You're stuck by eating redfish and a speckled trout and crawfish that you mentioned. And
I don't
shrimp.
Know how we make it, Jim. I don't know how we make it.
I don't know.
I was hoping some of the bishops might put a little crawfish boil in the ashes and have some red crosses for since it's on Valentine's Day.
That's a good idea.
Maybe pushing it. And you mentioned crawfish. I remember we were in New York for a couple of years with grandkids, and we kept an apartment up there. And so we often do the show up in New York City in the past, and I went out to a restaurant one time. My bride and I went out to a restaurant, and you got six crawfish as an appetizer for about $32. $32 for six. We eat them by the tons down here, you know, by plate loads, but and for a heck of a lot cheaper than that. So, any event, I hope whatever you celebrated, whether it was Mardi Gras, Valentine's with a special one, the Lenten season, and now we're in the crawfish season down here, we hope you had a good time.
Hey, look, you know, the Rod Stewart thing, before we get away from that, did it ever, you know, I was around, obviously, growing up at that time from Rod Stewart with Maggie May and all that. And I got to tell you, every time I ever heard Rod Stewart on the air, I always wanted to clear my throat. He had such a raspy, gravelly voice, I wanted to clear my throat. Did you ever think that?
That's his style. He has a raspy voice. Does. Like Jim Carnes has a raspy voice. And it served them very well, I might add.
$1 million an hour in 3 minutes.
I don't think anybody's willing to pay you $1 million an hour to clear your throat,
what?
Leo.
Come on.
One more thing about Ash Wednesday, by the way, before you, because a lot of people think it's just a Catholic holiday, but
right.
Methodists sell Ash
Wednesday. Well, I'm Episcopalian. We have Ash Wednesday service.
In a number of locations, you now can get drive-through ashes. You can just drive through, and the priest will come out to your car and put the ashes on your head.
Get out!
And so, that's right. I know there's a place over in Lafayette, Louisiana, where you can get confessions. They have a little
drive-by
mobile home that goes by drive-by confessions. Now,
the confessional I saw over in the Acadiana area, you're right, was a little mobile unit. It would go to festivals or go to large gatherings.
So you're going to confess at a festival?
They open up the back like an ambulance. It was like an old ambulance. They opened up the back. The priest was sitting up in there, and they climbed up close
You're
to the
kidding.
Door. Heard confession.
You climb into the ambulance.
The confessional.
The mobile confessional. As confessions as you go.
You can see everything.
Confessions to go.
Yeah.
Right?
You can see everything in South Louisiana.
But I think around the country, I know in North Carolina, a number of places in, as you say, Episcopal, Methodist, a number of Christian denominations, they acknowledge Ash Wednesday with the ashes, but you can do so by drive-through. Everything's drive-through. I guess you'll be... That with 3D, you think you'll be able to get the ashes through an app on your cell phone and make a 3D ash?
Probably
like
so. That? Just project it. Well, you just project it on your forehead.
3D printers now, so yeah. I mean, you could.
Right. Unbelievable what the world's coming to. I'm more a traditionalist, but you got to deal with what you got right there. We got close to taking a break. Before we do, I want to tell you a great thing. Up in Rockford, Michigan, we've got a lot of listeners up in Michigan. There's a Michigan couple of 13 sons.
Oh, my goodness.
They had 13 kids. They had 13 sons. The 14th child is on the way, and they said, no, they're just going to wait and be surprised.
Oh.
And everybody's dying to know. Well, they have 14 sons or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord, this sounds like a Hollywood movie coming up.
I had three daughters before I got my first son, so you never know what it takes to get going. Hey, Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt join me, Jim Brown, here on the Common Sense Show. I want to come back and talk the terrible shooting over in Florida and get some lessons from it. I'll give you some examples that I have had in dealing with this very thing, and we'll talk about some suggestions here, too. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. That's RadioCommonSense.com. You can see who our guests are, have some fun, learn about Ron and Leo, and so try it out there. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Rhonda Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray here with me today. Leo and Rhonda, we need to talk about this horrible school shooting over in Florida that killed these poor kids. There is so much debate as to what we do because there's been such a rash of them. And Rhonda, I think you told me, I don't know if you told me on the air, but we were talking about this a few days ago, and you said when the Connecticut shooting took place,
right?
When those young 4 and 5 year old kids were shot and killed by the shooter, and we just kind of said, "Well, we give our thoughts and prayers," and that's about all that Congress did. And I don't have a quick fix, and I know there's great concern with those who have guns and want to protect the Second Amendment of not rushing out to seize guns, and obviously guns are a major problem in this country. You know, if they're in the opioid problem right now, Congress has had hearings on it. If a couple of airplane crashes, there will be all kinds of hearings. After 9/11, Congress has had a whole series of hearings as to what happened and what could be done. When we have these crises, we generally take some action. But as of today, when there was so many stumblings along the way, even for the killer involved, number one, then the whole pattern that's taken place, Congress just doesn't seem to even want to address the problem or talk about it. You know, it's just like they just hope it'll go away, and it's not going to go away. And at some point, it's a complicated issue. There's a variety of things to consider, but we as a nation just don't want to have that debate, do we?
Well, I think it shows, and everyone knows this, the power of the NRA as a lobbying organization. And whether you're on their side and agree with them or not, I think you have to recognize that they've been very, very successful in raising an enormous amount of money, contributing literally millions of dollars to congressmen. And it's hard for those congressmen to go against them because they're so involved in that organization, speaking at their meetings and speaking for them and bringing them in to testify on bills. And they've bought into their philosophy, and it's going to be hard to break.
For several years, Charlton Heston was their spokesperson. Do you remember that? I interviewed him when he came to Louisiana one time to lobby for a gun bill. And when he came down through the legislature, it really was like Moses parting the water. I mean, he had such a presence, and I thought, wow, it's more than just money. They've got this image now, and
they do.
Now you can't possibly go against Moses.
Well, if you have a reasonable debate about it, there are concerns of a number of well-meaning Americans that they are concerned about their safety. Rhonda, you and I talked off the show about the fact that your mother lives in a rural part of Mississippi, southern Mississippi, around Macomb, right on the Louisiana line. She lives by herself out in the country.
She hasn't got her address, Jim.
But she has a gun, doesn't she? She has a gun.
She does, and she learned to shoot it. That's right.
And I live for a good bit of my life in a rural part of Louisiana, around Natchez, Mississippi area. Lived there. Often I was there alone with myself, and I had pistols and shotguns, and I was also a lifelong hunter, and taught my kids to shoot, and but I never got to the point where I needed an AK-47 or a machine gun type the killer out in Las Vegas who had found a special clip you could put on a rifle and make it automatic. That never was in the cards for the average citizen out there. I never came across. I remember one time one of the local sheriffs had a machine gun he had seized, and just for a kick I shot it, and my gosh, my arm went all over the place, you know, all this automatically shooting. In fact, my son has just walked in the door, and we're talking about you and I, James, shooting the machine gun up in Concordia Parish many years ago. And my son, who's here right now, has got a number of guns, but he doesn't have automatic weapons that can do the huge damage we've seen from Las Vegas across the way. Now, The shooter in Florida, though, didn't have automatic weapons, did he?
Yes.
AR-15 is what he used, right.
Yeah.
That could shoot automatically.
Which is why we have the mass killings. You know, that's the thing I think the common sense tells us we've got to address. Like you're saying, the automatic weapons, we certainly have to address the mental health background checks.
Well, I guess the question I want to raise, though, is there anything else we can do? Because, as you said, the National Rifle Association, very powerful organization, there are some people that are worried that there will be...
Just enforcing the laws we have.
Well, that's the point I wanted to make, Leo. If we have so many laws on the books right now regarding background checks, in the case we take the shooter over in Texas that went into that church and killed so many people over in went over into Texas, a terrible situation over there, and he was a convicted felon. He had abused his wife. She'd reported him for being violent to her. He'd thrown his kid down and given his kid a concussion. He was a convicted felon, and yet he's able to get a gun legally because his name was not put into the database. So we have a national database you put these names into.
Well, the FBI came and were notified about Cruz before Florida happened. So why didn't they do something about
that? Well, on two different occasions, there were two different complaints involving this fellow Cruz. And what is his first name? Not Nicholas Cruz. I think I read that if you run a check on him, there's like 12 Nicholas Cruzes in the United States. And so the FBI was told about him, and not only told, and I can understand on these hotlines you get a ton of calls that come in.
Right.
But when something specific saying on Facebook, there's a posting that he's going to shoot up a school.
Yeah, be a professional school shooter.
Yeah. When you get to that point, you know, you expect some response. So, and I hate to beat up on our premier law enforcement agency, but there's been a whole series of problems. And if ever there was a need for hearings and a shakeup, that's a good place to begin. Because as you say, let's deal with the people we have. You take in our area, we live in Louisiana, in Lafayette, Louisiana, there was a shooting in a movie theater. I have personal knowledge of that because I have I've got some family members that own the movie theater, and all these killings took place over there. Guy walks in, starts shooting. Well, he'd been certified with mental health problems by a judge in Florida. He never should have had a gun to begin with, but all that dropped through the cracks. So a check and balance system is something we need in this country, and that's something we can do regardless of the gun debate. Some people just should not have guns, and legally are not legally qualified.
Well, there's been so many of these shootings, Jim, and down through the years we've talked about this, and I still contend if we didn't have gun control after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, then McKinley, and then Theodore Roosevelt was shot, then finally Jack Kennedy, we're not ever going to have gun control in this.
Well, but what else can we do? Do we just give our thoughts and prayers?
We should not have rolled back the mental health check as Trump made his first move to be. If you're getting public funds for mental health counseling, that should be reported and part of your background check. And now we've rolled that back.
Well, we're missing the boat on some solid efforts to cut back on those who have these guns by just some very common sense solutions of checking those and seeing that certain peoples do not have them. We've not done that. Hey, we'll be right back on the Common Sense Show, RadioCommonSense.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. We've got so much to cover. There's still a strong reaction to the whole Me Too movements and the fact that there are so many women coming forward right now saying that they were harassed, that they their job was put at risk, and how you respond along those lines. Has that worked itself down to the average woman in a or average woman or man, quite frankly, who might have been harassed, sexually harassed in their jobs? And I wanted to put it all in perspective. Lauren Wright's joining us right now. Dr. Lauren Wright, she's a political analyst, a lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. And she's written several books I want to talk about, but I want to get into this whole Me Too situation that she's been writing and discussing. Hey, Dr. Scott, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You made some statements about the fact that in the Me Too movement, that in some instances it's considered just for the privileged, the movie stars, people in who have some degree of importance and making a lot of money, and that maybe it hasn't gotten down to the average woman or man in their businesses. Elaborate on that, if you will, a little bit. Tell our listeners just what you're talking about.
Sure. So I'm teaching a class on women in politics at Princeton right now, and we're talking about this exact thing, because one of the things movements struggle with the most is defining themselves and being inclusive. And so if you look at multiple parts of this Me Too movement, they're having major problems with this right now. You may remember the Women's March a few weeks ago excluded pro-life women's groups, which was controversial, and the people speaking out on behalf of these women are celebrities, are people who can take off work on a Saturday, are people who can participate in the Day Without a Woman where you don't go to work at all for a day. So we're talking about people with a lot of options to exercise their right to speak out, and I think they're going to have to be more inclusive in the future and focus on women who are the most oppressed in our society and need the most help.
And look, I agree with you on that. I can see a struggling mother, maybe she's a single mother with three kids, trying to put the food on the table and and pay the bills, and she gets into a situation where maybe her boss takes advantage of her, and she's, you know, I can complain and lose my job, but how does the movement get to a woman like that that is concerned about her future and just trying to hang on? Who is her spokesman? How do you get down on that level, I guess, is the question.
That's the hardest part, because the problem in the past is people have sort of tried to bring these oppressed women who don't have any social or economic advantages into the movement by kind of inviting them, which is sort of implying that they're not in control of the movement to begin with. And so, you know, feminist scholars have historically said, this is all about economic equality. It needs to move from the bottom up. And in order for these women to be able to speak out, they can't be worrying about feeding their kids, like you just said. They can't be worrying about, can I barely pay my bills? Can I pay rent? So there has to be a movement from the bottom up to try to get people more advantages economically so that they can speak out, because right now it's just, it's not an option for a lot of people. Like you said, you know, it's a harsh reality, but if you're a mom trying to get food on the table and you're barely succeeding, you don't care about who's being sexually harassed on Capitol Hill. That's just not very high on your list of priorities.
Dr. Wright, this is Ronna Gray. I agree with you also, but I have a background in sports marketing, so I also know that celebrities, and this is your field too, celebrities bring attention to issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that we can't really fault the celebrity part of this movement, because they're keeping this issue in the news every day, and we are seeing the impact of it on local levels, where local small-time players who are guilty of sexual harassment are losing their jobs. So there is a greater good here. It seems to me what we need to do is get this information in this issue to the people who emerge as spokespersons and work so that their message addresses that also. I don't know if the working mom is ever going to be able to go out and spend a day marching or going to their local legislature and testifying. So it seems we just need to get the messaging up, and I don't know how we ever mobilize the lower economic status women whose voices need to be heard if we don't tap into these celebrities.
Yeah, what a great point. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. Dr. Wright, I was going to say this. Maybe it's a question of having those celebrities seek out women, and they can financially support the, you know, maybe some women who can't assert themselves because of their economic level and their jobs. Maybe the movement, the top level of the movement, needs to recognize that we've got to deal with the average working woman that can't take the day off and can't do all these things, and kind of almost focus a way to give help and support there and publicize that kind of thing. I'm just thinking out loud with you. What do you think?
But nobody really wants to be a whistleblower.
Go ahead, Dr. Wright. What do you think?
Oh, well, great comments all around, and that's exactly what women did at the Houston Women's Conference in 1975. They invited women who didn't have the economic resources or the money to come engage in protests, and they helped them get there and helped them participate. But back to the celebrity point, which is so important, I'm actually writing a book right now about celebrities running for elective office. The attention-getting advantage celebrities have is absolutely critical, and that's such a good point, and I don't think that should be pushed aside. I think what we're talking about is just more of a sensitivity that celebrities need to have, that their experience in show business or even at the highest levels of politics is not the average woman's experience. But it's true. One of the best things they can do is draw attention to these issues, and they're very successful at that.
Let me, since you teaching this at Princeton and looking at the whole spectrum of the issue, how do you keep the pendulum from swinging from where it was a year ago to too far in the other direction? I saw a press release from Senator Joni Ernst. She is a senator from Vermont, I believe. And here's what she says. She says, it's possible that you could be, she tells her staff, no more hugs or no more pats on the back. Constituents comes in or you see someone, don't pat them on the back. And she says, it's possible that you could be accused of something. You know, I'm a big hugger and I love to hug people. And that's just who I am. And I've given pause to that even now. I don't like that, but I don't want to be accused of hugging someone who doesn't want to be hugged. How far do you go? You know, we're broadcasting from the South. Everybody hugs everybody down here.
Not anymore.
Yes, they do, Leo. Yes, they do. I hug friends, and some I was in the doctor's office, and some cute little nurse that really went out of her way to help me and solve a problem for me. And I said, oh, I'm so pleased. Thank you. Let me give you a hug. And we smiled. We laughed about it. It was no big deal. Do I have to change my whole way of dealing with the human race? How far do you go along these lines, Doc?
No, I don't think so. And I think what you said to the nurse, let me give you a hug, you know, you're kind of putting it out there and asking in a way. That's very different from just going up to someone in a professional environment and touching them without asking. So I think that, you know, there's not as much of a backlash that people are talking about as people are starting to worry about. I think that it's just, you know, these are basic standards of human decency. I think, you know, patting someone on the butt without asking is pretty bad, especially in the workplace.
Even with asking, that would be pretty bad.
Exactly. I think, you know, the name of your show, it's just common sense. Treat people how you would like to be treated. And if you're not sure, ask.
I agree with you there, Doc. Listen, we've got to take a pause. Stay with us here. I've got a couple more questions for you. I want to tell our listeners we're talking with Princeton professor Dr. Lauren Wright. I want to come back and talk about her book. Fresh up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're here with Leo Honeycutt and Ron Gray. Our website, rather, our website's radiocommonsense.com. Talking here right now with Dr. Warren Wright. She teaches, she's a political analyst and lecturer at Princeton University. I want to talk about your book, Doc, but before we do, off the air, Leo and Ron and I were making this comment. I want to see what you think about it, but I feel, and I think they agree with me, that we're involved in a social revolution in this country now. The Me Too movement is one sign of that. But I made the point that when I went to law school back in the 1960s, there were three females in my class. Today, the law school is a vast majority female, a majority female in dental school, in medical school, more and more women going there. And what I'm seeing is, as women emerge into more and more heads of companies, don't you think they're going to be proactive in setting a tone and setting standards that will filter down to the woman we're talking about, who's got the three kids, who can't afford to march and is worried about reporting the harassment, that the policies put in place by more female leaders, which we're seeing, is going to, in effect, help deal with that problem. Is that a fair statement or not, Dr. Wright?
It is, and we know from studies in political science that in Congress, for example, when we elect more women, they tend to focus on women's issues, they tend to work more in a bipartisan manner, they tend to be more compassionate in their governing style, and that's not because they're biologically different, it's because women have different life experience than men, and so they tend to have sympathy for minority groups, they tend to have different experiences with these things. So at companies, you're right, this is something that's being talked about. If there's more women in leadership, maybe hiring more women will be prioritized. But that's even controversial because the debate right now is, well, why do we expect the women executives to put more women in these positions? Shouldn't men be focusing on this too? And so it's the debate is whether women are held too much weight is put on them to fix this societal problem, and women are assumed to sort of have this sisterhood and everyone's working together when really men can work on these issues too.
I agree with you, but on the other hand, from the man's perspective, I mean, if you're working for a major company, particularly if it's a public company, your obligation is to your stockholders. Your obligation is not to solve social issues. Your job is to see that the cost of a share of stock goes up. That's what stockholders want. So, can you, again, I'm just talking about the pendulum going too far. Can you, can you really expect the dominated society you sell in the Silicon Valley? And yeah, there's changes, but as far as a revolution or major overnight changes, realistically, can you expect much change?
Well, no,
without the role of women asserting themselves in leadership positions.
Well, this is happening slowly in companies in Silicon Valley, and for public companies, one of which I actually work for a couple of days a week, they benefit from having women in positions of power, not just because of all these reasons we just talked about, but because that's a perceived risk by shareholders. They want to see women on the board. They want people to care about these issues within the company. So there's lots of reasons to want to hire more women, not just because it's the right thing to do, but it actually would be in the interest of stockholders.
And I think they don't want the embarrassment of the sexual harassment claims and the lawsuits. And so I think they understand having women in the mix there. But I personally wish that we would get to the point where we didn't have to base this all on gender. We could get past this.
Amen.
We could get past this and the best people get hired and that women are not discriminated against, but we're also not having this movement that we have to, force women into certain environments because they are being discriminated against.
But there is, and what plays into this that complicates it to a degree is the fact that we've got a United States Senator right now, a lady who's pregnant. And she's about to give, I think, the first time that a member of Congress has given birth while she's in Congress. And there's the question of maternity leave. Does she take 6 weeks off? Is that fair to her constituents who've elected her to vote for them? She's the only one that can vote. So does she miss 6 weeks of votes, particularly in this controversial time? And so you've got some of those issues you've got to work through, too, though, don't you, Dr. Wright?
Well, I mean, absolutely she should get maternity leave, and it's not the first time a member of Congress has given birth while in office. But, you know, men, too, when they have children, take time off now. And again, by electing women, we're getting so much more than just the cosmetic representation, the image of having more women. So I would argue that it's very beneficial not only to have people who are bearing children and have the experience of parenting, but, yes, they should get maternity leave just like everybody else.
But should she have run for office to begin with, knowing that she might write? If I'm a constituent and I'm worried about world peace and I'm worried about gun control and all these issues, and my senator walks away from her job that we've elected her to, what do you say to the constituent that raises those issues saying, gosh, I'm being shortchanged as a voter because I didn't get what I voted for? And, now maybe she was upfront about it, say, hey, folks, on my 6-year term, I'm going to have a couple of kids. I can understand that. But she didn't say that. Is that fair to the voters, some people would say? How would you respond to that, Dr. Wright?
I would say it's very fair, and we do need more women. I really can't think of one reason why it would be bad to have someone who's a parent in Congress.
It's right.
It's not a question of a parent. Most members of Congress are parents.
Right.
It's a question of people not having a representative, a voice when laws come up.
The problem, as I understand it, Dr. Wright might know better, it has to do with the way the law is written. If she goes on maternity leave, she will not be allowed to come back and vote while she's on maternity leave. I think they're trying to address that.
Why would that even be a law?
Because she's on leave. You know, in other words, you can't jump back and forth on leave. Your leave ends, you come back and vote. So there's a legal reason they're having to address her particular situation.
Because I could see if like an important vote, she could come back in for an important vote.
Exactly.
You know,
there's some unfairness there in the way it's written, and I think that is because not enough people have had to use this.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe that will change.
And we haven't always been where one vote is so critical as it is now.
Well, let's go back to what Congress is. It's a representative body. Representative. So if you want to start looking, you know, going down gender lines, percentages, that kind of thing, then half Congress should be women.
Right.
I don't have a problem. I have had women managers all my life in over 30 years in the media. So, and I've come up against a couple of cougars. So, in fact, it's kind of eaten into my profitability going forward. In fact, I got chased by one time once I left the company, and she went around behind my back and started trying to get my contracts canceled with outside offices.
Leo, you need to get yourself a good lawyer.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to cut you off, Leo, but I've got a doctor. We're about out of time. Laura, Dr. Wright, I'm going to talk about Dr. Wright about her book, On Behalf of the President. Kind of plays into what we're saying. You've had some very aggressive first ladies who've taken very strong roles in their position and kind of melt right into this issue. Isn't that correct, Dr. Wright?
Yes, first ladies have becoming much more active in public over time. And what I actually saw in the book was that if you look at Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama, they gave more public speeches than vice presidents overall. And so what's happening is campaigns in the White House are realizing that they have a unique surrogate in first ladies. They're so popular. They have this outsider status. And they can really communicate with the public in the way that a president can't and other surrogates can't.
You're going to have to write a sequel to this book, I'm afraid.
Yes.
That's interesting. Who would you rather go listen to, the first lady or the vice president? You know, and in some instances,
first lady.
I'd want to hear the first lady over the vice president. Vice president just kind of on the ticket to help the president get elected, where the first lady often can be very proactive. You're right on that. So it's a great book. Interesting. I read it over the evening, and it's on our website at radiocommonsense.com. So, hey, Dr. Wright, it's good talking to you. Glad you spent some time with us today. All the information about you is on our website. Hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully we can talk to you again in the future.
Of course, I enjoyed it. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Dr. Wright teaches at Princeton University and is in the middle of lecturing over these changes we're going through. Yeah, they had to change that federal law. If there's a federal law saying if you're on maternity leave, you can't come back. I mean, in the private sector, let's assume you have a very important position and you're basically on maternity leave, but say, hey, it helped for a couple hours, you'd come back and help set a policy. Well, sure, I can do that. Give the kid an extra bottle and come on in for a couple of hours. You know,
people from their sick bed have made policies.
Well, and children are not allowed on the Senate floor, and so she's grappling with if she would come in for something because she'd bring her baby with her. And
I see.
A lot of things to update.
Hey, we've got to take a break at the top of the hour. Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. We'll be back next hour. Lively show. Stay with us.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of roo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.